I've got questions about vaccines for children. If I were to do it all over again with my three kids, I don't think I would have them, you know, pelted with these vaccines the way we did when they were little. I've got my own thoughts. I think it's an individual decision, but I would like us to give as much information to people listening today, because I don't want to start them panicking, nor do I want them to feel as if, you know, they're right, they're wrong.
George, I agree with you 100%. My view and the view in the book is really only individuals can make this cost-benefit analysis. Everybody has a different biology. The government or medical organizations can recommend all they want, but at the end of the day, because every vaccination carries real risks, nobody's going to disagree with that. It has to be the individual with the healthcare practitioner that makes that informed choice. That's the standard of ethical medicine. It is free and informed consent. And we believe it applies here just as for any other medical intervention.
Well, we know one thing, Mary. We know that Big Pharma needs market share. They need new diseases. They need vaccines in order to try to cure these diseases. I'll put the word cure in quotes. I'll cite the H1N1 virus. There is no way they could have come up with a vaccine that fast the way they did, and they sold hundreds of millions of doses. How do they do this?
Well, I think that they were able to work very quickly, George. I think there was a lot of pressure from governments and from the World Health Organization and within industry to fast-track that intervention. As it turned out, it was not the flu epidemic that they expected it to be by a long shot. And there were serious questions raised throughout the world about how that all unfolded and why.
I think it was a scam.
You're right. Yeah, well, many people think that. I think you're absolutely right that that pharma is facing some important challenges. And one of the chapters in our book by a businessman by profession, Michael Belkin, really focuses on that, that the pharmaceutical industry is facing what he calls patent cliffs. Some of their big blockbuster drugs are going off patent. They're looking at lower profits. And one of the places they're looking for escalation of profits is in vaccines.
You know, when the World Health Organization said at 350 worldwide cases, not deaths at the time, but cases, that we were on the verge of a pandemic, I said, you know, there's something weird here. There's something going on. It's very strange. And then when some of these cases started, and again, it was minuscule, then the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention started talking about how it was going to be severe in the United States. You know, they talked about the few hundred deaths that might have occurred. Nobody said anything about the 36,000 seasonal deaths that occur from the so-called regular flu. And they don't call that a pandemic. To me, it's worse. I don't understand.
I think you make good points.
So let's get into this vaccine epidemic, and let's talk about this corporate greed and biased science. What's going, in your opinion, what's going on?
Well, in my opinion, George, there's a framework around vaccines that is unique in this country, and that is that Congress passed a law in 1986 called the National Childhood Vaccine Injury Compensation Act, which was meant to do three things. It was meant to give limited liability to vaccine manufacturers in order to keep the supply of vaccines stable for children around the country. It was meant to make vaccines safer by putting money into greater research, and it was meant to provide money for compensation for children injured by vaccines, because there was an acknowledgement that vaccines in a mandatory universal program would injure some people. The problem is the only component that has really worked unquestionably is the component of limited liability for manufacturers. So there have been huge incentives over the last 30 years to increase the number of vaccines and to increase the number of doses. It's basically, there's just not a lot of liability associated with it. And so that is a central component. The coercion is that states can mandate these. So these are not products that people have the full right to choose to accept or not, because they're mandated. Kids can't go to daycare or school. And because the scientific world is so closely associated with the pharmaceutical industry at this point. Again, that was through some federal laws. We think that a lot of the science around vaccines has been biased.
Even Andrew Wakefield would admit that some vaccines work. He's not opposed to all of them. Would you agree?
Oh, absolutely. Oh, Dr. Wakefield is, first of all, you know, the idea that there is a movement out there that is anti-vaccine, I find a kind of a laughable idea. There are two books that sort of make that case that are on the market right now. I don't know anybody. I mean, I know very, very few people who would really say that they oppose all vaccines in all forms at all times. It's like every other question. It's a question of context. And, you know, in some contexts where there's an epidemic disease and the only known way to combat it is a vaccine, that may be a great choice. As you said in your case, for you, flu hasn't been an issue. There are issues about the safety of the flu vaccine and its efficacy. You elect not to use it. We think all vaccines really should be subject to that individual cost-benefit analysis.
Absolutely. I mean, I take a lot of natural supplements. I've done a lot of research to try to boost my own immune system. Maybe I've been lucky, Mary, but, you know, I don't take the flu vaccine. I don't, tell my kids that they should take it. They, you know, I'm trying to let them make up their own minds as well. They're all adults. And that's just the way I've been.
George, you'll like it in our book. One of the great chapters is by a lawyer named Jim Turner, and he worked with one of the very early scientists in the U.S. vaccine program, a doctor by the name of Dr. Tony Morris. And he's now in his early 90s. And Jim asked him, he said, Tony, what would you like to tell the American people for this book, Vaccine Epidemic? And he said, tell them I don't take the flu shot.
Millions of people are vaccinated. They seem to do okay. Are you more opposed to the mandatory vaccines or other vaccines in general?
I'm not opposed to vaccines, George. I am opposed to not letting people make rational, informed decisions, okay, healthcare decisions for themselves. I'm not opposed to any vaccines. I think that manufacturers, of course, should have the opportunity to innovate and to come up with new products. I have no objections to that. What I have a big objection to is forcing those products on children or on people, and if they don't except that they can't work or they can't go to school. That is coercion. That is duress. And that is what we do in every state in this country.